AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors in South Carolina say Dylan Roof will face the death penalty. Roof is accused of killing 9 people during Bible study at a church in Charleston. Roof also faces federal charges, including hate crimes and obstruction of the practice of religion. At the federal courthouse in Ashland, Kentucky, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis was ordered to jail for refusing to issue marriage licenses since the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. The scene outside the courthouse has been loud. Supporters and opponents of Kim Davis are there.
An illegal law has to be stood against.
The law is the law right now, and she has a government official that should follow the law.
The judge also ruled deputy clerks who don't issue marriage licenses in Rowan County could also receive fines or jail. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league will appeal. A federal judge erased the 4-game suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady over deflated footballs during a game. It means Brady will start the Patriots' first game of the regular season a week from tonight. There are growing security threats in Turkey, and some Americans in southern Turkey now have the option to get out.
Families of U.S. personnel posted to Consulate Adana or Incirlik Air Base would have the option to depart Turkey at government expense. Those family members who wish to remain in Turkey are free to do so.
That's Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook. Turkey is taking on a bigger role in the fight against Islamic State militants. Investigators in France formally identified a washed-up piece of airplane debris found in July in the Indian Ocean as part of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It disappeared more than a year ago. Part of the Mississippi River is closed near Paducah, Kentucky, as crews investigate and clean up an oil spill caused by the collision of 2 towboats. Wall Street stocks are now lower. The Dow is down 3 points. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Joe Biden is defending the nuclear deal with Iran and is testing the political waters in Florida.
It was a full-throated defense of a deal reached by President Obama and other world leaders. Vice President Biden meeting with Jewish leaders. The vice president was emphatic.
Read my lips. Not true. We can. We can with cause inspect any place in Iran.
Biden continued on at length in a private question and answer session, wrapping up a 2-day Florida visit. The vice president is exploring a potential presidential campaign, presenting himself as a natural heir to Obama's policies. Tony Winton, Davie, Florida.
In Santee, California, near San Diego, one person was killed, another was critically injured. A small plane crashed into a neighborhood and ended up in the driveway of a home. Local fire chief says nobody on the ground was hurt. The plane crashed about a mile from a nearby airport. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.